Year 7 of the You're Down with CTE Fantasy Football League. This is the Commissioner's Report. 2022-2023 has to be different. We have to dethrone these chafing motherfuckers who cannot stop running their mouth about their championships. So rise up, Greenwood, and let's get on to the report. It is the Week 10 recap, Week 11 preview for the You Down with CTE Fantasy Football League. I thought I did something creative last week with the report, and I didn't get any feedback on it, so I didn't do any more sound effects. Sorry. I guess y'all didn't enjoy them. But anyway, surprising result in the Monday night football game last night with the Eagles finally going down. Therefore, there are no undefeated teams left. Let's get on to the report. Let's talk about last week's games. Again, another exciting week in the league. The game of the week was between Harambee versus Hans. This game was for control of second place of the Tupac division. Final score here is 81.5 to 63. Harambee pulls this one out, improving to 6-3-1, while Hans now falls to 5-5. This solidifies the second place spot in the division. With that said, with Harambee losing the previous week to Singus King, and locking up this second place position, is starting to feel like Singus King is inching that much closer to locking up the division. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. In our revenge game of the week, it was Saturdays versus Del Boca Vista. If you remember, Saturdays was coming into this game after losing the week one matchup, 93.5 to 85 to Del Boca Vista. Well, it continues. Saturdays now falls to 0-11 all time versus Del Boca Vista. Final score 129-70. Del Boca Vista improves to 5-5. Saturdays falls to 6-4, yet still in control of first place in the Biggie division. Last week's critical game of the week was Talk Is Cheat at 4-5 versus God Hates Jags, who was at 3-6. Stressing the importance of these 3-6 teams across the league to get victories. You will not believe this, but every single 3-6 team in the league won this week, and it is a mess. But God Hates Jags takes this game. Final score here. Where is it? There it is. 105 to 83.5. I'm sorry. It is no longer Talk Is Cheat. The team's name is now Curve the Violence. God Hates Jags improves to 4-6. Curve the Violence, CTV, now falls to 4-6. In other games, Singus King came into this game with a 5-game winning streak, taking on Rick James, who had lost their last two at 3-6. But Rick James comes out on top, and it was Singh made it close at the end. He definitely made it close at the end, but Rick James held on. Final score 107.5 to 98. Again, Rick James improves to 4-6, while Singus King, his first loss in quite a while, falling to 7-2-1. Finally, Fig Jam versus Fuck All Y'all. Fig Jam needed this win desperately, and he got it. Final score 114 to 100.5. The defending league champion improves his record to 4-6, while Fuck All Y'all falls to 100.5. Let's go ahead and take a look at what is coming up next week. As you all can imagine, another critical week in the league, and I will talk about why here in just a second. First of all, what you do need to be aware of, in week 11, your bye weeks are the Dolphins, the Seahawks, the Buccaneers, and the Jaguars. Dolphins, Seahawks, Buccaneers, Jaguars. I usually immediately jump into the schedule for the week, but I thought it would actually be more important to go to the standings first. So after week 10, this is what we're looking at in the Biggie division, the East Coast. Saturdays still in control of the division at 6-4. ESPN currently giving him a 94% chance of making the playoffs. Del Boca Vista, after a nice little win streak here, has worked his way. The commission has worked his way back up to 5-5, one game back of first place and all alone second place in the division. ESPN giving him a 75% chance of making the playoffs. Curve the Violence is third in the division at 4-6. Fuck All Y'all, fourth in the division at 4-6. And God Age Jags, fifth in the division at 4-6. These numbers are all depending on tiebreakers at the moment. However, these tiebreakers will take care of themselves here shortly. In the Tupac division on the right-hand side, we've got Sing Is King. Again, lost his first game in a while, but still, he is a lock for the playoffs. He is 7-2-1. Harambee is one game back at 6-3-1. Harambee is being given a 96% chance of making the playoffs. So while the percentages are high for both Saturdays and Harambee, they're not guaranteed the playoffs, but it's pretty high. Sorry, I've got emails coming in, so I kind of got distracted a little bit. All right, Hans is in third place in the division at 5-5, being given a 53% chance of making the playoffs. Rick James is at 4-6, and Fig Jam at 4-6. Why is this important? Well, I think you can all read and see the writing on the wall here. We have five teams at 4-6. I don't ever remember this late in the season where we didn't have a team that was just out of it. You know, we usually at this point, we've got one or two teams that it's pretty clear they are not making the playoffs. The playoffs are on the table for every single team here. The question is, are you going to make the right moves that you need to make? We have got 3 weeks left in the regular season. That is correct. 3 weeks. Am I right on that? Now I'm starting to second guess myself here. So we got week 11, week 12, week 13, week 14. So four games. You have four regular season games left, starting with the games this Thursday, in order to get this right. To have five teams at 4-6, and then you got two teams at 5-5. So essentially, seven teams fighting for three playoff spots. It's all up in the air. Now, I mean, Saturdays and Harambee, they're one loss away from kind of dropping down too. So, you know, if I were them too, I would feel much better about where I am at this point. Obviously, anyone that's 5-5 and 4-6, every game is pretty much critical at this point. So, guys, this is what we always wanted, was a tight league. This is exciting that everyone is in it. So let's preview this very critical week 11. My commissioner's game of the week is an obvious one. Sing Is King at 7-2-1 going up against Saturdays, who is 6-4. Sing is actually only 3-7 all time versus Saturdays. This is number one versus number two in the commissioner's power rankings. This is the current one seed in with a bye versus a two seed in the bye. So the two division leaders, and this is the number two scoring team versus the number three scoring team. This is probably the best game of the season thus far from a fantasy perspective. These are your two big dogs right now. Granted, Harambee has one less loss than Saturdays, but has that tie. Saturdays, again, high up there in scoring. Had a long winning streak in the middle of the season. Sing Is King had a long winning streak in the middle of the season. Saturdays has won six out of his last eight. Sing Is King, five out of his last six. So, I mean, this is big time here. This is the game of the week. Let's see here. I've got two critical. Every game this week has kind of a title to it. So I have two critical games of the week. The first one is God Hates Jags, coming into this game at 4-6 versus Fuck All Y'all 4-6. These are two teams in the Biggie division. Clearly, one of these teams is going to get a leg up on the other one with three more weeks left. Improving to 5-6 is going to be critical. I mean, anybody that's 4-6 right now, you need to win. Fuck All Y'all won the previous matchup this year, 146.5-117. Of course, Fuck All Y'all has that tiebreaker, but that could change here. If Fuck All Y'all wins this particular game, that definitely puts God Hates Jags behind the eight ball with two losses to a division opponent. The other critical game of the week was Rick James, who's coming into the game at 4-6, versus Hans, who is 5-5. Hans won the previous matchup in week 3, 110-92, and Hans is 6-3 all-time. Excuse me, 7, yeah, no, 6-3 is right. Hans is 6-3 all-time versus Rick James. Again, another critical matchup. Rick James wins here. He gets up to 5-6. Hans falls to 5-6, and Hans now kind of slides back down with the rest of the crowd. If Hans wins this game, there is definite separation. Right now, you know, you would be one of only four teams getting to that six-win mark. Obviously, this is a very critical game. The Commissioner's Revenge game of the week comes from a visit of from our new team, not a newly named, Curve the Violence at 4-6, losers of their last two versus the Commish Del Boca Vista, who is at 5-5 and winners of the last three. This is the only game this week that has two teams that has some sort of streak going on. Every other team in the league has either won one game or lost one game. Whereas Curve the Violence has lost their last two, Del Boca Vista has won his last three. In their previous matchup, I don't have the week in front of me. I want to say it was week 3. It may have been week 2 or week 3. It would have been week 2. Del Boca Vista beat Curve the Violence 100.5-99.5. It was a 1-point victory for the Commish. So this is the stamp revenge game of the week. Curve the Violence not only trying to break his losing streak, but also getting revenge for that week 2 loss. Finally, our barn burner game of the week, and this looks like it's going to be a close one. Harambee is coming in at 6-3-1. Looking good, feeling good about everything. Fig Jam, feeling really good after a critical must win last week. He's at 4-6. As I've said on these other games, getting up to that fifth win is certainly a big deal. In week 3, these two faced off, and Harambee won 125-98. However, in a surprising statistic to the commissioner, Fig Jam actually has more points scored this year. Fig Jam is fourth in the league in scoring at 1,047, while Harambee is sixth in scoring at 1,037. So only 10 points total separate these two teams over the course of the season thus far. Therefore, leading me to coin this game the barn burner. In the commissioner's top three, there has been no change in the commissioner's top three, even though there were some losses this week. As a matter of fact, everyone in the Power Three lost this past week. Am I right on that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Harambee was the only one that did not lose. You know what? And that improves his record, too. I am going to make a slight change in the Power 3 now. We're going to keep Singus King, who is 7-2-1. He is going to stay in the number one slot. Saturdays is going to slip down to the third slot at 6-4. So that puts Harambee, who won this week, back up to the number two spot at 6-3-1. So again, your commissioner's Power 3 is Sing 1, Saturday, Sing 1, Harambee 2, Saturdays 3. If the playoffs started today, this is what it would look like. Singus King would be the number one seed with a bye. Saturdays would be the number two seed with a bye. In the Singus King bracket, it would be Del Boca Vista going up against Hans, both teams at 5-5. And in the Saturdays bracket, it would be Harambee versus Rick James. That's right. So these games are getting so critical. And that, of course, ESPN is calculating and taking into effect all of the tiebreakers that are in set for the league. As I said to you all at the beginning, we've got four full weeks left, and that means we are getting closer to anointing a division champion. So I thought I would revisit the history here real quick. Seeing as King, who is current leader in his division, has won two division titles all time. He won the 2018 division and the 2020 division title. For our other division leader, it is Saturdays. He won his division in 2016. Of course, he went on to win a championship that year. He didn't win it in 2017, but he won the championship that year as well. So Saturdays has one division title, Seeing as two division titles. If we go down the standings a little bit more, for Harambee, Harambee has never won a division title. That is something that he certainly is eyeballing and certainly has a chance for this year. On the flip side, the Biggie, who is sitting at number two right now, that is Del Boca Vista, has two division titles in 2016 and in 2018. Third place in the Biggie division right now is Curve the Violence, and this one is the most interesting one. Curve the Violence has won three division titles in a row, 2019, 2020, and 2021. Safe to say at this point, that is in jeopardy. However, only two games back, plus a championship to boot in 2020. Can Curve the Violence keep his streak up of winning division titles? He's won three division titles in a row. On the flip side, for Hans, no division titles ever, does have a championship, so that's always a good thing. 2.5 games back currently of Singa's King. Looks like that may be difficult to overcome this year. Rick James, who is currently sitting fourth in the Tupac division, Rick James does have one division title, and that was in 2017, and that was also the year that he made his second consecutive appearance in the championship game. Fuck All Y'all, who is in fourth place in the Biggie division, has one division title, and that was in 2019. Finally, God Hates Jags, who is currently sitting in fifth in the Biggie division. Two division titles, one in 2017 and one in 2021. He was a division winner last year. And finally, Fig Jam, where are you? No division titles, but obviously a championship. So I wanted to give you all kind of a history of the division titles as we inch closer to crowning potentially a division champion. Could Singh possibly get up to that point? I don't think that clinching is necessarily possible this week. Could be possible next week. All right. Coming up this week, we've got plenty of games for you. And I'll see you guys on the text thread.